Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Good morning and welcome to Max or Connect with Max and Polly. This is Polly, and I am an intuitive, a coach, and a writer, and my wonderful co-host, Max Ryan. We will learn more about him in just a minute. But what we are going to do for the next hour is talk about life, the things that go on in life, but really look at it more with a spiritual perspective. So all of us go through challenges, but I think the goal is to experience these challenges and look at them, change the perception of them a little bit. And so instead of hardships, we can gain some insight. We can gain some of the positive things that come with these challenges. So we'll be doing that. We'll take callers. And we love to have people, you know, in the past few weeks, it's been awesome because people that have contacted us and called us, make some suggestions to them, they've called us back and shared some of the things that have gone on in their life. So we love follow-up calls. We love calls. We just love to connect with people. So our number to call in is 516-531-9809. So that's 516-531-9809. And without further ado, here's the wonderful Max Ryan.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be in the world. I think I said this the other day, that looking at our stats for our Blog Talk Radio, and we have people in Thailand listening to us. So hello, Thailand. I love that. I love the international vibe. It's great to have you here, everybody. So my name is Max Ryan, and I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a transformational mentor, and I help people. I'm also intuitive, obviously, help people to move in their life from an orientation of craziness and guilt and sacrifice an orientation of peace and love and flow. And it's really my mission in my life to work with those people that are really, really, really interested in transcending fear, transcending all their perceptions so that they can come back to the truth who they are. It's my honor to do that, and especially my honor to be here with my friend Polly, who is an amazing intuitive and writer and teacher herself. And so, yeah, we're going to be talking about I have a couple of things that I would like to talk about. I'm in California right now, and Polly's in Alaska. But it's great to have you here, everybody. It's really great to have you here. And please call in. Please call in for sure. So, Polly, I have an idea about what we can start talking about. I'm not sure if you have something you want to bring up right away. I'm not sure.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I wanted to bring up that I'm in California right now. I live between California and New York, and I'm in California right now, and last night it is just pouring. I mean, like torrential downpour for probably at least like 13, 14 hours of just nonstop downpour. And I'm out in the desert outside of Los Angeles, but it's like we usually, the weather we get here is kind of a milder version of what they get towards closer to Los Angeles. And so, you know, I was just thinking, first of all, rain is so cleansing and so amazingly energetic. You get a lot of energy from rain. And also what's interesting, because I want to talk about this, because it also, because of the wildfires here that all of us know about in Malibu and the Wolf Canyon fires, you know, the potentials of massive floods and mudslides are really big for them. So I'd just like to talk about this idea about something that's so nurturing and so amazing can also, on the other hand, be devastating. Do you know what I mean, Colleen?
I do, and I like that idea. And it goes for the flip side also, right? Like sometimes things that appear so devastating, there's some stuff that comes out of it, you know, not devastation.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's right. I mean, I was thinking about it really as this kind of metaphor for life, right? There's life all around us. The rain is just like a metaphor for how life and potential and, you know, obviously abundance is all around us all the time. And that is right there waiting for us to suck in the life of it. But also if we ignore it in any way, we tend to get stuck and we tend to have mudslides in our life. And it
yeah.
will flow. And if you go against it, it will keep going and it will just, it will push you into what you need to do. I mean, a lot of times in our lives, it's we ignore all the life and the love and the peace and flow. And it keeps pushing you. So it says, hello, I'm here. Hello, I'm here. Please listen to me. So you can use this rain for growth and for newness and for just having a more peaceful existence. Or you can keep ignoring the rain and eventually it will become a mudslide. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, several things come out of that for me. One is I have written about how there's a lot of changes in the earth right now, right? There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And so I do believe that part of, you know, we are going through a shift. There are things that, that energetically we're going through a shift and there are things that are occurring. And some of these things, if you can imagine that, like, you know, the human consciousness is being nudged a certain way for our own good. The earth is helping with that, right? And
yeah.
And so if we look at, you know, there's been some certain, you know, there's been a lot of tragedies. We've had in the last 2 years, we've had a lot of flooding. We've had wildfires. We've had earthquakes. We've had stuff all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really believe that part of it is just, it's really a wake-up call for us to take care of the earth. You know,
yeah.
rain
yeah.
is beautiful. It is
yeah.
it is beautiful. But there's a lot of stuff that has happened that hasn't been so beautiful. And
right.
I really strongly believe it's time to wake up and really, you know, the Native Americans, and I'm sure that there are many other cultures that really had respect and love for the earth and reverence for the earth. And I believe that that is, we need to be called back to that, right? Because it, the earth is very powerful. The environment is very powerful and shares messages with us on a daily basis.
Right. Exactly. I agree. And we've, you know, it's a constant thing throughout time of humans starting out because having to work with the earth and have to live with how the earth is. We were much more in tune to that. But, you know, as soon as we started building houses and going away from the earth and, you know, it's like we're moving away from ourselves because really the earth is trying to help us in a lot of ways. But we get so out of tune. We get so out of tune with that real rhythm.
Right. And I believe that we should view, ideally, we should view ourselves as an extension of the earth, right? Like animals are an extension of the earth, so we should be living
with...
Well,
we are animals.
Right. And so
mm-hmm.
living with that connection, but it's not so easy. And I'll just we have drifted from that. But, you know, for me, and I know a lot of other people, if we're really true to ourselves, you know, where do, and Max, you'll probably laugh at this, but where do we feel really comfortable? Like, I love sitting on the ground. I love it. And that's like one of my places. it's like one of my places. Like if I can go barefoot and sit on the ground, I mean, to me, it's like that. I feel so comfortable. And I feel like if all of us really paid attention to our comfort areas, like where we feel comfortable, not what people think, it's going to be, you know, where we feel that connection with the earth. That's why, yes. You know, in Japan, they're doing forest healing, right? You go and spend time in a forest and you get healing.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting. When I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, you know, I was doing some meditation. I was doing a specific kind of meditation. Most people know this kind of meditation, where you, and your in breath, you bring in the energy of the earth, and the out breath, you let it go back down into the earth. You know, that kind of meditation. I was doing some of that, and it's interesting because I'm 3 floors up in New York, whereas I'll do that here in Los Angeles, and I'm like right on the earth, you know, because I'm on the ground level, and it definitely has a different feeling, a different vibration, you know, because I'm further away from the earth. And I think that's definitely true, definitely true. And our bodies are kind of like this, it's a receptor and a giver of energy. And so our bodies can feel for sure. Like when there's rain, your body feels very different than when there's sun, you know? And so when we listen to that more specifically, we tend to, just live in more rain.
And I'll just share that, and then I feel like we should take a caller. So, you know, we had the big earthquake November 30th, which relatively strong. Okay, well, we keep having these aftershocks, and we've had some that are sizable. And here's the thing. So in Alaska, it's dark, right? I mean, we don't – like when the sun comes up now – later in the day, it doesn't go high in the sky. It's just kind of hanging low on the horizon. So it's never like you have like this bright day. And it's been cold. Like today it's 17, but it was like hanging around zero for a long time. So we had another big earthquake on Sunday, like big where, you know, you wake up, your house is shaking, everything's like, you know, it's horrible. And so most people were in bed. And it's dark outside. So I just follow the dogs now. But I just got to where I was on the second story of our house, and I just like got to the stairs, and my husband's like, well, at least put your shoes on, because I just go out barefoot. I follow the dogs. I feel like they know what to do, because there's nothing outside that will fall on us. I'm out of there barefoot. I don't care. It's just my goodness.
I was talking to one of our mutual friends yesterday, who's in Alaska, and she was saying, yeah, there's been thousands and thousands of earthquakes, and she was talking about how it's really, you know, having to adjust to that is that she felt like she felt pretty good, because she felt like, you know what, I'm adjusting to it. You know, it's becoming a little bit more normal to have thousands of earthquakes.
Yeah. I don't like it. I like sat down on the stairs and almost started crying. I'm like, I'm done. So she's doing better than me. Okay.
PTSD. So anyway.
It totally is.
All right, let's take a caller right now, and let me just tell everybody that's listening right now, please call in. Our number here is 516-531-9809. So we're going to go to our caller right now. Our caller is from area code 630. First three digits of their number is 747. 630-747. Hello?
Hi, Max and Polly. This is Lisa from Illinois. I spoke to you guys about a week ago. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Lisa. Good. How about you?
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, pretty good. I just have a quick question. You know, I know I told you I was looking for a property, and you guys had said, I think, Polly, that you thought it was going to be coming soon. I'm wondering, do you think I need to expand my search? Lately, I've been thinking, for the condo that I wanted, some buildings allowed pets and some didn't. I had a pet that died. She was 20, and it just took a horrible toll on me like 2 years ago, and I'm definitely not thinking of a pet for the near future. But I'm wondering if I should limit myself still to the buildings. I've been basically looking where they allow pets, just in case if 5 years down the line I want a pet.
Of course.
Though I don't see that, but I'm wondering, do you think I still need to keep that in my options?
I say, yeah, you don't want to close any opportunities, always. I mean,
right.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, keep it where you can have pets.
Mm-hmm. I would say that yes, too, definitely, Lisa. For sure, keep your options open. But I also want to say is that I'm getting a feeling from you a little bit, and I also pulled a card, the Nine of Cups turned upside down, that... I want you to allow more because you're getting a little bit too in, like, what I feel like a little too in the weeds of kind of like form. Does that make sense, Lisa?
I don't know. Say that again. What?
Like you're getting a little too much in. You needed a certain form. There needs to be a certain form for this place. So I want you to allow yourself to let go of the form a little bit. Definitely, you know, what you're saying about the pet thing, that's for sure. But be open a little bit more. Let go of a little bit of the form. Because I feel like it's going to come in a form that you might not even know. You might not even know. And you go, oh, my gosh, I didn't think about this. But this is incredible. You know what I'm saying, Lisa?
So what you're saying is, like, the layout might be a little different or it just might be not what you exactly thought when you find the right thing. Okay.
Right.
Do you still see that coming, like, in the next, you know, a couple months or a little longer? I just feel kind of frustrated now.
Go ahead, Holly. You were going to say something.
Okay. Well, one thing that I was going to say is, Lisa, I actually feel like keep the pet search for sure, or the apartments that have the availability for pets. But I actually feel like you don't necessarily need to expand beyond, like, the location that you were looking at. It doesn't feel like that to me, and it doesn't even feel necessarily good to me to do that. Like, I feel like you have the area. It's almost, to me, it looks like a circle. So keep with that area.
Yeah.
You really don't need to expand beyond that. And I really feel like it can happen anytime. So part of this is, okay, I also feel like you need to go back and look at something you've already looked at. You need to go back and look at some things with fresh eyes. So I don't think that you need to expand. So
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, because a lot more is coming on the market right after Super Bowl and the kind of buildings that I was looking, you know.
Perfect.
Right. And be open to other types that you might not think of. Okay, Lisa, be a little bit more open to be like, oh, I didn't think of that, but maybe I'll still go look. Because I feel like it's going to be something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you do see in the next, you know, few months or couple months
good? You need to let go of the desperation of finding it in a couple months. Allow it to come to you. That desperation is keeping you in a vibration of, I have to have it. And that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'm not. Some days I get a little bit more, but.
Right. Because I'm just, you know, spirits doesn't tell me, like, you know what, Lisa, kick back a little bit, take a few more chances, because I feel like something is definitely going to be coming. And I agree with Polly that you don't have to, like, you know, expand your circle too far, but definitely getting that feeling like, you know what? Maybe I would never look at that. But let me try. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't have, like, a time. Polly, did you have, like, still the time frame that you had thought before?
What I'm getting is, like, I was hearing 4 months, so that, you know, whatever. I'm not always great in time. But I'll just tell you this. I mean, you can write that down. But I will just tell you this, like, I feel like it's going to be easy. I think the whole process is easier than you think, and I really feel like it's going back and looking at things with fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It really is,
mm-hmm.
and just know that you, I don't know why I see a cat, because I'm, whatever, just know that you will welcome other, it's like you're going to have, it's just imagine that you're being guided to the right place. And just, you know,
just be patient.
Yeah, and you know what? You can even say, imagine, or ask, you know, your beloved pet, ask them to take you to the right place. So have some fun with it. Because I'll tell you, your pets you know, our loved ones, our pets are loved ones. They help mm-hmm. us just as much as the other loved ones that crossed over. So have the pet that you love dearly take you to the right place.
Yeah, because I guess I feel, though, like that, like I've had to put some investments on hold and things like that, you know, and I feel like kind of like it's kind of, I don't know, kept me back
yeah.
from moving financially
yeah,
forward.
What?
It's not like I've lost anything, but financially it's kept me from, like, kind of doing some things that I wanted to do. But I guess I just have to live with that. Like, it's not like
yeah,
I lost
I mean,
anything, but I didn't gain.
Right, and sometimes things happen that, okay, I'll just give you an example. So one of our kids at college age wanted to go out of the country this, like on a 3-day trip, like go on a quick little trip this weekend. And she left her passport here. And so we were going to fund the quick little trip, right? That was fine. But then she left her passport, and I'm like, I've been so busy. I did not have time to take out of my appointments to go FedEx the, you know, overnight the passport, right? And so she's not going on the quick little trip. And so she's really upset. But then part of me is thinking, well, you know, something's happened for a reason. And I'm just going to chalk this up to she might need to be where she's at right now. And, yeah, I know that she's not happy. But you get what I'm saying? It's like, there are reasons why things happen the way they are. So she's not going on her quick little trip, and you might have, you know, missed out on something. But in reality, I feel like we have to take into accordance that things do happen the way they're supposed to happen, right?
Yeah.
Surrender. Yeah, like the surrender of it,
yeah.
just to go with the flow more,
no.
and
yeah,
like know that the right timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
you know, like
the right
timing happens. You know, she maybe shouldn't have gone for 3 days. Maybe her timing will be a 2-week trip. You know what I mean? 2 weeks or something like that.
Do we have to fund that one also?
No,
yeah.
But what I'm saying is even down the line, when she's working
yeah.
and out of school, let's say she might find later
oh,
in life
sure.
that she gets a better opportunity to go to that same
Absolutely.
Place.
Absolutely. And that's
yeah.
exactly how it works.
Oh.
100%.
Yeah, because I don't think...
So
yeah, I think that
family.
You have to kind of surrender.
Okay.
Yep,
yeah,
do.
Well, I agree with
it's
you.
All about
then.
That.
I have to surrender more
exactly
to what.
Yeah.
When it's supposed
but,
to.
Yeah, but do.
And keep the vibration,
the
knowing that it's going to happen. And that's the.
Do you think you
trick.
Need a backup plan?
Keep
do you think
vibration.
You need a backup plan?
No.
Like
no,
a backup
no,
plan
no.
for another area?
No backup plan. The right thing is going to come.
If you wanted to explore other areas, go for it. Because, listen, you have unlimited potential. You could do, if you wanted
I
to
don't
move
want
to Antarctica.
To.
Oh,
yeah, but I don't
do
want
it.
To. I don't want to explore other areas. That's not what I want. I mean, I don't want to stay around here.
Stay.
That was the other option.
You can stay where you are. But just, I want you to go out for, you know, walks and look at things with fresh eyes. And imagine that your pet is guiding you, right?
Okay. All right.
Kelly, so I hope that helps. Thank you so much for calling back.
Thank you.
You're so
yeah.
welcome.
Thank you.
Let us
Thank
know.
Okay, I'm
going to
listen
sure.
in. Thanks.
Okay,
great.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So,
that is so
Max,
true, isn't it? There is a reason and a season, right, Polly?
There is, and sometimes it can be highly frustrating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, I can give the example of, you know, we recently, thank God, we recently got a place for me to spend my winters at in Arizona. And let me just say, I'm beyond grateful. But Max knows how long I have been
yeah.
looking for a place, and right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how long. Well, when this, like, I wrote the little blog about how everything unfolded for us to find this house that is perfect for us. And I mean, and everything that came, I mean, even like being right next to it a year ago, you know, a year before we bought the house, like all these
mm-hmm.
odd things. I'm telling you, things happen when they're supposed to. That house was not on the market before, right?
Right.
We are the third owner, and it was built in 72. We are the third owner. It was not on the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
yep. You had no idea,
happen.
You know? We don't know, and that's the thing. And, you know, just as Polly's friend for so long and knowing that this has been something, and Polly, like all of us, has had to, you know, ride that fine line of like, oh, God, I really want this, and then realizing the desperation thing that's coming, and then just, you know, falling back into that trust. It's all going to happen exactly the way it needs to happen, and in a way that, you know, you just never know. You just never know. And like I always say when I'm working with my students, that any kind of hint of desperation in it could be anything, just the tiniest little hint of like, I need it. That can block the vibration, block the manifestation of what you really want. So you want to always be like, oh, desperation. So one thing I teach my students is if you feel the desperation around something you really want, like the house, like Lisa with the house, you're feeling that desperation, do not focus on the house anymore. Go do something else. Go, you know, because you don't want to kind of infect the vibration of your new home. Does that make sense?
It does, for sure. And,
right.
You know, another thing. I was just going to say, you know, I think it's important to have fun with it, right?
Yes.
And so ask for guidance, right? Ask for signs. Do some things that bring in that element of fun, bring in that element of magic, bring in that element of miracles, because we too often make life this arduous task, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
for sure.
Yeah, there are some things that we have to do, but there's also some things that are really magical, and there are lots of things that we can bring more ease into and look at them completely different, right? If
nice.
We just, I guess, have a lighter heart. I like to bring in kind of the idea of, you know, like the cosmos is helping us. I think that really brings in a different energy. And it's
and I
fun.
Love that you suggested that her dog help her out, because that opens you up. It changes your vibration. It changes you into a more into the flow, more trusting. And you're right, the more magical, because we tend to be like, I'm going to figure it out. I will figure it out. I won't make it happen. Like, no, you know what? Ease up. You know what? The best, the thing you always say, what do you always say? It has to be
easy peasy. Yeah, because I'm essentially lazy. You know what's funny, Max? Logically, I think she had a dog. Like, logically, I think that she did. But I keep seeing a cat with her. And so I think she will have a kitty one day. And even if she thinks she's not a kitty person, there is a kitty with her. There is a kitty. Like, there's this kitty walking with her. So
I love that.
It is so funny. So, Lisa, I hope that you stay in touch with us so we can find out when this kitty comes into your life.
Yeah, I love that. And I love cats, too. So. Let me just tell the call-in number real quick. The call-in number here is 516-531-9809, 516-531-9809. Please call in, and we will take your call, and we'll help you in any way. What were you going to say, though, Polly? Sorry.
Okay, well, I want to say, you know, sometimes people want to have, well, not sometimes, lots of times, but, you know, probably most people that are listening to us or that go to intuitives or whatever, most people want more intuition in their life, or they want to, you know, hear, you know, Grandpa or Uncle Bob talk to them, whatever. You know, most people want to have that ability, right? And you know, most people do get glimmers of it. Most people do get messages. Most people are, I mean, meaning that they're aware of them, right? Many people have had experiences that they can't explain. Do you agree with that? Like, most people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so pretty much we all have this intuitive ability. We just, you know, people turn away from it, but pretty much everybody has this intuitive ability. But here's the thing. You can make these life changes to increase your intuitive ability. And the other thing is sometimes life occurrences just happen that change your life overnight. And when your life is changed overnight, all of a sudden you have these abilities that you never thought were there, right? And that happens. So it can happen two ways, where you're just like, oh, I want, you know, you go and you kind of practice, you do the meditation, and little by little you gain it. Or you can be one of those people that's like, oh my God, my life is so different from it was from last week. All of a sudden I'm hearing things, I'm seeing things. It happens both ways. And so just always be aware of that. But I was thinking maybe we should talk about some of the things that you can do to increase your intuition and your connection. What do you think?
I love that. I think that's a great idea because it's something that, you know, students always talk about and all of us, you know, I think it's kind of fascinating for people that say that they aren't intuitive or whatever to start to tune in. And there's very simple things that you can start to do to create that. And I think I would love to talk a little bit about that because I hear a lot of people asking me that all the time. And I'll just say one thing really quickly is that I feel pretty strongly that removing yourself from social media a little bit more really does help. I mean, because I see it more and more because I think that it will tend to, the more you're on social media, the more your brain activity is just like in this space of kind of like a thunderstorm in your brain of like, yes, no, yes, no, like, no, yes. And it's all quick, very quick. And it takes you away from that still. I'm not saying never do social media, but just realize, I mean, I know, I think you agree, Polly, that the more you're in that social media, the more you're in that firestorm of brain firings all the time. And your intuition is really not at that level. It's at a deeper, more subtle level. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, and that goes, but like I really believe like having downtime is so important, like where you do nothing or you're just sitting, you know, you can be meditating or doing nothing. And I think one of the things that, you know, when we talk about the shift that's happening, one of the things, you know, and we touched on this a little bit last week, you know, we are having more and more young adult kids that have that are super sensitive, right? And some of it comes across as being somewhere on the quote-unquote spectrum. But those kids are super sensitive. What do they need? They need downtime. They need time by themselves. And it just goes hand in hand. Because if you want to increase your ability, your intuitive ability, you need to have downtime. Because that's when you connect. That's when you learn what you feel like versus what other, you know, you're not picking up other people's stuff and thinking that it's you, right?
Exactly. I agree with that. I'm sure you get that all the time. People are like, I'm an empath. I keep feeling everyone's feelings. And I'm like, yeah, we have to. The one thing that I have to say is that, you know, to make it a priority in your life to have, you know, I know I meditate every day. I know you meditate every day. But whatever it happens to be, taking a walk outside, do something where you're completely in that
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That if you start to do that on and you make a conscious choice to make that a priority in your life, your intuition is going to skyrocket. Most people get out of their bed and they go, oh my God, I got to take the kids and I got to do this. They start off everything like, wow, and they're in that brainstorm of energy. And so that is a really good thing. Cut back a little bit on your social media. Make sure that you make, you know, your alone time, your time. Give that space in your life.
And here's one of the benefits of that. Like, you know, we all talk about meditation, which, yes, so we won't even go into that because we all know it's important. But, you know, the benefit of that downtime and meditating, your whole house, the vibration in your house will change. So if anybody's listening that's like, oh, my God, my kids are crazy, my husband's crazy, the dogs are crazy, life is crazy, one thing that you can do to change the crazy faster than anything else, more efficiently than anything else, and it's free, is downtime and meditate.
That's right. I agree. It affects everything.
Next step is throw the crap out of the house. Get rid of the clutter.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Totally.
Go. Gone.
Totally. Yeah. Exactly. Too much clutter.
Okay.
Clutter in your mind. Clutter all over the place. Go ahead.
Get rid of it. Okay. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we have. We have a caller that's in the queue. So let's go to our caller. This caller is at 856-429. 856-429. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Who's this?
Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemaria.
How are you?
Great. I love your name.
Thanks. I've been meditating and all that got worse to get the clutter in my house. And I'm also meditating for a relationship and with a friend, and not a relationship right now, just a friendship, but no communication. And I wonder what else is next to do, because I got to straighten some stuff out.
Okay, so your goal, Rosemaria, is do you want more connections with the outside world, like more friendship? Is that what you're asking about?
Pretty much, yeah. And newer job and all that happy stuff all the way around.
Oh, you want a new job also?
Yeah, all the way around.
Okay, good for you. And I have to say thank you for calling, because I think it's a step in the right direction, right? Because you put yourself out there, you took a risk of calling in, and so I applaud you on that, because I know that this isn't always easy for you to do, and so thank you for doing that. And I also feel, Rosemaria, you are one of those people that have that super sensitive soul, super sensitive.
Right.
I don't know what that is. You're super sensitive. And so I want you to cherish that. You know, I know that sometimes it's brought hardships into your life, but I want you to cherish that and really honor that sensitive side of you. And if you can even tell that sensitive side of you, like, you know, promise that you will take care of it, but know that it's okay for you to put yourself out there and go look for work. Put yourself out there and go find the friends, right? You can save that sensitive part of you and still be highly successful outside of your home. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, I communicate with him again after the first that he blocked the number and I answered, and then I said I was looking for a newer job, and all of a sudden I got a call to get a house or something and rent it out or whatever, but it didn't make sense, so I knew he was involved, and I didn't want that house.
Well, maybe go for, Maria, maybe look for somebody different. Rosemaria, you can have better, genuine friends, right?
I agree. And Rosemaria, I picked the King of Rods turned upside down, and so I think that this is representing this person that you're talking about. And I see that person kind of taking care of themselves, doing their own thing. And so the message for you is to really do your own thing. Do your own thing, for sure. And also I want to ask you if you're do you go to any groups where you get support or anything like that? Because I feel like that's going to really help you.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I feel like I know it's scary, Rosemaria, but I feel like there's something around you being around some people that can really support you on your journey right now. So I would really suggest to you I'm not sure if it's a book club or if it's something, whatever it happens to be, because I feel like you need to have some people that are going through a similar thing that you're going through to support you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. He's going almost the same way as I am. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You need to let him go and do your own thing. Go ahead, Paula.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it doesn't, Rosemaria, you need to just remove him from your life, and it's time to take care of yourself. And so I absolutely agree with Max that it's time for you to prioritize yourself, your health, your mental, physical well-being, and figure out what you need to do. Groups are great for that, but I agree. It's time for you to stand up and adult, right? Take care of yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you can do this. But certainly,
it's a big time for you to make a choice to make your own health and your own mental health, physical health, spiritual health the priority. So,
yeah.
And it's very hard to do that on your own, right? So, say prayers and also reach out to people. You know, even if someone's going to an AA meeting or something, just to be around people or whatever. I don't know what it is. I think it's really going to help you, Rose. Be around people. Don't isolate yourself.
I don't know. Actually, yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on right now, so I'm taking care of me, and we have a business already together. So, cool.
It's time for you to him moving in that direction is the cue for you to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Cool.
For sure.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right, Rosemary. Let us know how it goes and call us back, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Those kinds of situations, right, Polly, when someone's like turning their back on you, it is definitely a situation where you have to understand that it's like, oh, this means that door is really closing and it's time to go on to my door. You know, that door is closing.
Yeah.
It's time to do my thing. Mm-hmm. And self-care
right.
is the most important thing. Go ahead.
It is. And here's the thing. This is kind of funny. This is somebody, one of my friends, he always says, don't love anything that doesn't love you back. Well, there's that, but I'm telling you, if somebody is like, you know, giving you the clear message that they're moving on, oh my gosh, why would you want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you?
That's right.
When
there are
going to be so many people, other people that will love being with you,
right.
and you'll love being with them.
Mm-hmm. Most
right?
of the time, people, you know, we keep choosing these people that don't want to be with us because we don't know who we truly are, and we haven't really fallen in love with the truth of who we are. And that's where what I call the work is. And the work is, you know, heal that relationship with yourself first, because that's the most important relationship. That's the relationship you're taking to the grave. It's the most important thing, and when you do that work, everything changes. It really does. And you can allow people to move on. You can allow them to do what they're going to do. Because you are so confident in yourself, and beyond confidence, it's a knowing that you can depend on you, which is so important. I really feel like that's a message for a lot of people that are listening right now, like Rosemary really brought that up, but I think a lot of people that are listening right now kind of need to hear that message of, you know, the most important relationship you'll ever have in your life.
Okay, back to the intuition aspect. So here's another thing that I think is important. I believe that, like when you said taking care of yourself, so it's not just taking care of, you know, who's in our life, certainly, and get rid of the clutter, and the clutter can be the people, the static in your life. But another thing that I think is really important is paying attention to what you do to your body. What are you putting in your body, right? So if you are, Max knows that I don't drink, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I'm a vegan, but that's because I feel best that way. Like, for me and how I work, that's how I have to, it's just how I am. But I honestly believe that people living a life where they really monitor what chemicals are going into their body, where they monitor alcohol, all of that stuff, smoking, I'm telling you, you take that stuff because it's not serving you. You take that out of your life, that helps also.
Yeah, for sure. Because like I was saying, your body is like, it's like having a car. It's like having a car. It's your GPS. It's either going to take you all the way from Alaska to California, or it's going to take you 2 blocks and it's going to fall apart. And that's for your intuition. And I mean, it's true. It's true. And it's important for us to be like, you know, I'm going to, and everyone's different. This is the thing that I've been, this is one of my, not pet peeves, but one of my observations, is that a lot of times when people get spiritual, quote unquote spiritual, they think, oh, I have to be this kind, I have to eat this only, I have to only do this. You know what? Screw that, everybody. Listen to yourself, because everybody is very different. And so follow the thing that feels right for you, that keeps you in line with your peace, in line with your joy, and in line with, you know, hearing and feeling your intuition. That's really important. Don't be a sheeple. Just say, you know what? It does feel good to eat vegan. I like it. So keep doing it. It does feel good to eat this way. Do it. It does feel good to be a walker, not a runner. Do it. You know, your body holds so much energy and it can give you so much information. But not if you're abusing it and you're not listening to it. Huge. Huge.
So important is, you know, life has a lot of shiny, like really cool things, like, you know, the fancy cars, the diploma from whatever school, right? There's some things that are super shiny, and we kind of have a president that's shiny or like shiny things. And I think, well, it's true.
I have
so,
never heard him described as that. I love it. Go ahead.
But I think another aspect is, you know, to be okay with some of the stuff that maybe isn't so shiny, right? It's the stuff that's a little bit more true, the stuff that's like of feelings and of not, isn't, doesn't have a price tag on it per se. It is of the way it feels. And I think it's getting back in tune with the way things feel versus the way things look.
Yes,
I think that that's really
important. I agree. We get so caught up in the form, and our, you know, the ego loves the shiny object. Like, hey, try this latest thing. Hey, do this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, do that thing. And it loves that, and it keeps us pulling further and further away from our truth, which is always right here. So if we can, what I say, shut the F up for a few minutes, we go, oh, actually, this is what I want to do. Ah, I get it. You know, and that's really, really true. Really true.
And we'll take the caller. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going with, you know, like life is to be experienced, right? And so have these really cool experiences for sure, but also be aware of the way everything feels, because that's what intuition is paying attention to your feelings, right?
Yeah, it's your GPS.
It is.
If you're not in touch with your body, then it's much harder to feel. You're stuck in all of the crazy emotions, and your body's going, hey, why don't you just do this? Instead of running around like a chicken with your head cut off. All right, we've got a caller, so let's go to the phone line. Thank you, everybody. Just a reminder, the number here is 516-531-9809. Going to go to our caller right now. They're calling from area code 408-519. 408-519. Hello. 480.
Hi.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How
Hi,
are
Michael.
You?
Hi, Michael.
Good, good, good. Just checking out the show. Figured I'd call.
Awesome.
Oh, thank
you. Thank you. How are you doing today?
Good, good. It's surprisingly a rainy day here in Las Vegas.
Wow, that's crazy. Michael, you've called us before, right?
Yeah, I believe a while ago, yep.
Yeah, I got that vibe from you. It's good to hear your voice. What are you thinking about what we're talking about following your intuition and all that stuff?
Well, I know for a fact in regards to that, I've moved since 2013 from Michigan to Scottsdale to California and now to Vegas. And every time that, you know, I get the itch to make a move, I just kind of sit in it and see how it feels. And it's, you know, again, when it feels great, it's time to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you tend to follow it. And how does that work out for you, Michael, when you follow that itch?
It always works out. But with California, it took a little bit longer. It took a rollover accident. And then I was in the hills in Ventura where the fires were last December, 18 months ago. So, the house almost burnt down. The mudslides, because I worked north of Santa Barbara. So the mudslides kept me from work for 2 weeks. And then there was a 5.5 earthquake in April. So within a 4-month period, I experienced all the wonderful things in California.
You got it all.
And then I'm like, I'm from Michigan. I'm over this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Awesome. I just pulled a card for you, Michael, because I just wanted to pull in my intuition a little bit. And I get the Six of Cups. And the Six of Cups is that's so interesting that you're talking about what you're doing, how you followed your intuition by following the itch and all that stuff. I love that term, too. But I feel like there's the Six of Cups is another one that emotionally comes up when people are like, I need change. Something got to change. Something has to shift here. I need some change. Does that make sense for you right now, too?
Yes, work.
Work, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely feel that itch. This is like kind of the itch card, actually. But I needed a change. And are you wanting to, because then I get the Fool card, which doesn't mean the Fool card. It means like, okay, I'm ready to start something brand new. I'm ready to start something. Or is this a pattern in your life, Mike? Is it a pattern that you want to start brand new things? Yeah, I get that for sure, and it makes sense. So you get the desire change, and then you immediately get the Fool card, which is all about like, oh my gosh, everything can change. It's kind of like this is not a judgment at all. It's a very kind of childlike enthusiasm that you get. You get a childlike like, whoa, I can do this now, yay!
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
I get that for you, and you're somebody that gets bored kind of quickly, and so you do something, and it's really great, and then you're like, okay, right. Next, let's do something else.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. So everyone comes into this life with some challenges, right, Michael? So one of your challenges, because I can relate to what you're talking about, because I kind of have that too, and one of your kind of, not challenges, but one thing to work on is to find the newness in things that are already going.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
So I wanna, that's definitely a message that's coming for you. So right now, take that childish enthusiasm and go, okay, how can I somehow inject some difference in here or make it new or change your perception around?
Love it.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
So,
Paul, are you getting anything?
Michael? Yeah. So one of the things I was picking up for you, Michael, is I don't know if you're, this will probably sound like first like, oh my God, what is she talking about? But there is a connection with you to the government. Like you could, I don't know if you're waiting for something from the government, but you could actually like either help people with on a political campaign or at it. There's some connection with you with the government. And listen, I know that like if I say, hey, think about looking at a government job, that doesn't fit with your personality, but from what we're talking about. But I'm telling you, there is a connection there for you. So if it's not like a government job, unless you're waiting for like a paycheck from them, which you might be, but there's some connection with you with the government, and I also feel like you could really be helpful with people, you know, like in the political rally, political stuff. Like you have that energy to get things moving and to really help promote and to bring that energy to campaign rallies and stuff. So if you haven't thought about it, it's not a bad fit for you because you have that type of momentum energy. Like, you know, it kind of goes in waves.
That enthusiasm thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would be really good at that. So think about, you know, that's one thing about you. Your energy kind of is cyclic. It goes in waves. think about a career where that is beneficial. You would be awesome with getting, you know, with helping campaign stuff and going at those rallies. So just something to think about.
That's interesting. No, I mean, I hadn't even thought about that before.
Yeah, because you get really passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you would be
absolutely
great at that. Because you can rally the troops. It's like for you, you have the ability to rally the troops, get the troops in, get, you know, to motivate people to get them in where somebody else does, you know, shares the big message. But you have the ability to make the connection and, you know, bring them on in. That's you.
You have to really believe in it.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that's like with some of the sales positions that I've been applying for and so forth. It's I was in medical sales in California, which was great. It's being behind that product that you can be, you know, I'm not going to put somebody over a barrel just to make a sale.
No. You have to be passionate about the thing.
Finding what you believe in. I mean, you'll be phenomenal at that. You really will.
I can see that too. Yeah, you have a real radiant kind of like energy that people will be like, okay, I believe you. I'll do that. I definitely feel like that's something you could do. You have a lot of charisma. Go ahead, Polly.
Yeah, but be aware. Like, I see that your energy goes in peaks and valleys. So be aware of the valleys. And so you have to allow yourself that time where you're not as productive, because you're definitely peaks and valleys. Like, I see lots of waves, peaks and valleys. So just be aware of that and be like, that's why I'm saying, like, it's okay. You don't have to be operating at that 100% all the time. Just recognize that that's not how you you're like 100% and 50%, 100%, 50%. And so that's how you operate, and just recognize it, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, you're absolutely right. Because again, even with this, if I don't have something done by 2:00, the likelihood of it getting done, after that is pretty much nil. I mean, I just kind of hit that wall and I'm like, all right, the enthusiasm is in the morning. And even with a new job and stuff like that, you know, a new like sales and stuff like that, I'll get there, I'm excited, I'll kill it. And then all of a sudden just the office stuff just goes, ugh. And I'm just like, all right, I'm over it. And then it becomes soul sucking.
Yeah,
you can do this though. But stay in touch.
Can.
We have to wrap up. But stay in touch. Let us know how this goes, and look at some campaign stuff for me. Appease me and look into that.
I certainly will. Thank you both.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Michael. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
Love that. I love that.
Okay,
really,
Max. Another beautiful day. Beautiful morning.
Yes, another beautiful day, and we can have a beautiful day any day that we choose to.
Yes.
And it's funny because the rain has stopped here, pouring all day, and now the sun is starting to come up right when we're ending.
Yay! Love perfect. It. And the earth isn't shaking here, so life is good.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for connecting with Polly and I. We really appreciate you listening and calling in. And just before we go, let me just tell you, if you'd like to know more about my work and what I do, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com. Also, if you are interested in truly changing your life and dedicating yourself for 1 year to do a small thing every year to change your whole mind from fear to love, you can go to themiraclesbox.com. Where you get A Course in Miracles lesson every day, and there's a lot more of that. So that is one of my projects that I am creating for people, and they're loving it already. And you can start your year at any time at themiraclesbox.com. What about you, Polly?
Well, listen, I agree. Thank you so much for joining us. And my website is gatewaystopeace.com, which is going to change very, very soon. I'm super excited. The time is drawing near. And contact me if you want a free 10-minute reading. You have to sign up for my newsletter. And when you sign up for my newsletter, just, you know, send me a contact page and say I signed up and I want my 10-minute free reading, which you will receive. And I look forward to next week. If people have a topic that they want us to share or talk about, let us know. Go to Facebook and let us know.
Exactly. Go to the Facebook group. Just look for Connect with Max and Polly, and we would love that. We would love that. All right, everyone. Keep connecting with yourself, connecting with your with others, and connecting with the world so that we can all live in more joy, more peace, and more love. Have a wonderful day, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at Connect Max and Polly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.